It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. I won't be blowing your mind if I tell you that the tech industry's problems around the treatment of women in the workplace, whether there are any really, and if there are, how they're being treated differently, haven't gone away. This week, a high-profile case involving Ellen Pao, currently the CEO of Reddit, is being heard in court. It's about how Pao is treated by a former employer, the Big Valley VC firm Kleiner Perkins. Gigi Dubin takes a look.
Big tech companies have released numbers showing how heavily male their workforces are. Susan Duffy, executive director at the Center for Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership at Babson College, says, let's be clear.
It's a boys' club.
Babson published a study in the fall. And to give you the short version, the news isn't good. A decade ago, 10% of venture capital decision makers were women.
And now, in the United States, only 8.6% of those decision makers are women, and globally only 6%. So we're actually going in the wrong direction.
Joelle Emerson founded Paradigm, a company that works with tech firms on diversity. She says there's tons of research showing how internal biases keep women from climbing the Silicon Valley ladder.
I think in general, diversity efforts in companies in all sorts of industries have been far too disconnected from that research.
But she says companies are finally starting to realize that just because women don't look like Mark Zuckerberg doesn't mean they can't be Mark Zuckerberg. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.
By the way, Reddit, where Ellen Pao is currently the CEO, just changed its policy on adult content. Remember those nude celebrity photos and videos hacked from iCloud last year that lived on Reddit? The company is now saying that photos and videos of sexual content that are posted without the subject's permission won't be allowed. Depending on how you define it, there's been a lot of TV news this week. YouTube launched a special video app for kids. Netflix is exclusively releasing a new Pee Wee Herman movie, Big Holiday. Okay, that's probably TV-ish at best. Here's another one. Comcast announced that its earnings are going up, while TV ad revenue and subscribers are slowing way down. Comcast doesn't seem to care about that part. To find out about why, let's go to Associate Professor of Communication Studies at the University of Michigan, Amanda Lotz. Amanda, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Why don't cable companies care about cord cutters right now?
Well, because they also bring the internet to your house in nearly every case. And if you're happening to cut that cable subscription, chances are pretty good you're not cutting your internet. And in fact, you might even be using more internet. I think the question is, how are we going to pay for internet in the future, and whether or not these service providers can find ways to exact more fees and profits from us in that way?
How are they going to exact more fees from us, and how are we going to get internet in the future? What do you think?
Well, one thing to keep an eye on is the question of usage-based billing and whether we'd go to a system similar to the way our cell phones are metered.
It's all depending on the data, right? Maybe we just watched a lot of Netflix and then we actually have to pay for that data that we're using.
That's the concern.
Amanda Lotz is Associate Professor of Communications Studies at the University of Michigan. She's also the author of The Television Will Be Revolutionized. Amanda, thank you very much.
Always my pleasure.
Amazon likes to brag about using its data to inform its products, and it's been using information gathered from readers to publish books. The company's publishing arm, called Kindle Press, launched last fall, and its first books will arrive next week. The titles and their authors were elected by the Amazon crowds with what's called the Kindle Scout program. One of the chosen is by independent author Steve Gannon. It's a thriller called L.A. Sniper. Steve says he's glad to be on board.
I was delighted to have a chance to hop in bed with Amazon in the hopes that teaming up with a big dog would help get some publicity for me. And so far it has.
Who do you think benefits most from this arrangement? Obviously, there's been some friction between authors and publishers and Amazon. Now Amazon is playing two roles in that arrangement. Who do you think benefits the most?
Well, I think that like any good partnership, I think both Amazon and indie authors are going to benefit. Amazon, of course, would love to have a hit book. And new authors, I think, could benefit from a powerful organization like Amazon behind them if they do, in fact, you know, lift you from the other 100,000 independent authors out there.
What has your experience been as an author being able to read reviews of your books on Amazon and interact with that ecosystem?
Well, it's been great. You know, the reviews on Amazon, too, are so immediate. They're posted, and I can reply, too. I really like that.
Do you feel like the content of your writing has changed, or have you done anything in your writing that is directly linked to some of the feedback you've seen on Amazon?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've had people point out typos, and of course, with an ebook, you can fix it. I also had one really polite reader wrote me that he actually picked up a hole in a plot. And he said, but I'm pretty sure, you know, that I know a lot of writers put something like that in their books, so just to see if anybody's paying attention.
And you said, oh, man, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I said, I wish I could say that, but no, you caught it. And thank you for your sharp eye, and I fixed it.
They're keeping you honest.
They keep you on your toes.
Steve Gannon is the author of L.A. Sniper. It's a forthcoming thriller that will be published through Amazon's Kindle Scout program. Steve, thank you very much.
Great talking with you, Ben.
More of this stuff, as always, at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.